ويا ويلتي أني ويا حسرتي طووا وعن غيره قسها ويا أسف العلا وكيف الثلاث غير زاغت بماضي أم الخب خيف طيب ضيقت فتجملا
تلك أمة قد خلت لها ما كسبت ولكم ما كسبتم
كسبتم
ولا تسألون عما كانوا يعملون.
الله عز وجل in this rubu' of the Quran, rubu' means where you see those stars. You see where the verse is on the page on the right hand side, in the middle. وَإِذْ ابْتَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمُ. You see that star, that diagram, that shape, call it as you wish. You see that? That's known as a rubu' in the Quran. Eight of those make up a juz. Eight of those make up a juz. So we're in the final one of the first juz. So we're just about to finish with the next page. We'll complete the first juz of Surah Al-Baqarah, inshallah. So in this rubu', Allah Jalla wa Ala, He speaks about Ibrahim alayhi salam. And we took, in the last lesson, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduced the father of all of mankind. Who was that? Adam alayhi salam. Now He introduces the father of all of prophets. Who is who? Ibrahim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Ibrahim's task, which was to build the Kaaba. And he built it with his son. Which one? Ismail. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Ismail in the first verse on the left page. وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَعِيلُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not introduce the other son of Ibrahim. Who is it? Ishaq's not spoken about. It is because all of the prophets, they go through Ishaq. Ibrahim is the father of all the prophets. All prophets that have come after Ibrahim, they go through Ibrahim's lineage. That's what it means, father of all prophets. But they go through Ishaq. Ishaq, then Ibrahim. The only prophet that goes through Ismail is the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah does this to honor the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And Ibrahim, he makes a dua where he says, رَبَّنَا وَبَعَثْ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ يَتْلُوْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِكْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. رَبَّنَا, our Lord. وَبَعَثْ فِيهِمْ, send to them. رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ, a messenger from amongst them. يَتْلُوْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِكْ, he will recite upon them your verses. وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ, he will teach them the Qur'an and the Sunnah, the book and wisdom. وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ, and he will purify them. So, our Lord, send a messenger to Mecca. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts the Prophet ﷺ's dua and he sends Muhammad. And we will find the answer and the response in the pages to come, inshallah ta'ala.